took a bruster, thrust the rapier back into his belt.
I hear you, rabbit.
Zip! One deft stroke of Martin's sword sheared hairs from the shrew's beard. Bosey shook his head.
You're a hard one to learn.
Och, but you'll find me a stern teacher.
Now, state your business.
Tugger Bruster backed off, his voice quivering.
Two things. Do you keep whites at this place?
Bosey leant on his sword, as if pondering the answer.
Ach, certainly not. What do you take us for? Rogues? Carry on, laddie. What's the other thing?
The shrewd chieftain asked in a more reasonable tone.
Has a young gowson been seen hereabouts? Goes by the name of Double.
The abbot stepped out from behind Skipper. He had begun to put two and two together.
Do I take it that you think this young un, Double, has been captured by whites?
The logalog nodded.
Aye, that's about it.
Glisson beckoned to the tables.
All of you, and you too, sir, please sit and take supper. Come on. Gowsim shrews have always been friends of our abbey. There's no need to create bad blood between us. Sit ye down now, please.
At a nod from their logalog, the shrews rushed to the table. Glisson made way for their leader to sit next to him. He inquired about the lost shrew.
Is Double one of your tribe, sir?
Tugger Bruster nodded, as though it was hard to admit.
Aye, he's my son. We've come down from the north. This country is new to us.
The abbot nodded understandingly.
It must be hard to have your own kin lost in a strange place. A dreadful feeling.
Skipper winked at Tugger.
When you've eaten your fill, mayhaps you'd like to join us. One of our own younguns, a mouse called Bisky, is missing. He was snatched by the Painted Ones. We take your word of those villains, eh, Tugger?
The shrewd chieftain set his jaw grimly.
Aye. What beast hasn't heard about them? Dirty, savage, three rats! There wasn't so many of the scum in my younger seasons, but they're in every reach of forest or woodland these days.
Samulus nodded agreement.
The gang we're after have the dwellings in and round the Five Top Dork, southeast of here. Who knows? Maybe they've got your son. Well, do you fancy joining us, Tugger?
Tugger Bruster rose, adjusting the rapier in his belt, shouldering his iron club. He called to the gowson.
On your unkers, and join these good beasts. You can eat those victuals on the march. Let's be off.
In soft dusk light, the party left Redwall by the small east wicker gate, heading straight into the verdant woodlands. Twink and Humphrey strolled alongside a couple of shrews who were about their age, one called Marrel, the other named Tenker. They chatted to one another in low voices. Humphrey was curious about the gowson way of life, which Marrel tried to give him a flavour of.
We lived mainly on the water in log boats. You've got to be good with a paddle if you're a gowson.
Drink inquired.
Where's your log boats now, mate?
Tanker gestured off to his left.
More than a broad stream. Over that way, out of sight.
He was silenced by Tugger, who had heard them talking.
Ahoy! Silence back there! You ain't out on a picnic! Shut your gobs!
The young gowson promptly obeyed, but Humphrey murmured indignantly.
Who does he think he is, giving out orders left and right?